Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Playing to your strengths, and certainly Kane Womack's defense has it in gear from front to back. The front, the D-line, has had a good share of sacks and quarterback hurries through four games, an area so key now as the ninth-ranked Hoosiers look to make a little history Saturday at Ohio State. And as Kane Womack was telling us,
unsung heroes in there, and you know, we don't talk about those guys as much because of some of the flash that you see from our linebackers and DBs, but there is a physicality that's happening up front with our defensive line. And again, I credit what Coach Kevin Peoples is doing to that unit and their ability to play with their hands and get off blocks. And so we're seeing guys that are a lot more effective. I was pleased we took the next step, our pass rush, and thought that those guys did a really nice job of holding some good leverages on third down and executing a little bit better what we're trying to get done.
Who's your defensive coordinator, Kane Womack, through four games, by the way, 12 sacks, 14 quarterback hurries as a unit, not to mention those 12 total takeaways. Thursday night battle, somebody moves to the top. Couple of 6-3 clubs, Arizona in Seattle, our pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Every week there's something to prove, a streak to end, and Saturday at number 3 Ohio State, the Hoosiers of Coach Tom out to beat a Buckeye team for the first time since 1988. When they beat Rutgers a couple of weeks ago, OSU became just the third conference team to win 20 straight conference home games, and the win also marked the team's 22nd straight home game victory overall, which is tied for the third longest streak by a Big Ten team in the last 80 seasons. Obviously, a lot to think about as the hype increases here late week. And as Michael Penix was telling us, there is a simple mindset to managing it all.
Coach Allen always says, each week he says it's the biggest game on the schedule. Why? And it's simply because it's the next game. You know, we don't really look too far ahead of it. We just know that as long as we prepare and, you know, we come out and just execute at a high level, you know, we have the talent, we have the team that could go out and just show the skills that we have.
Over the last three, 900 yards, 8 touchdowns, 63% on the completion average. Got a dandy tonight, Thursday night football. Cardinals playing in Seattle, battle for first place in the NFC West. Pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.